You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason on this April the 15th, Tax Day. On the phone line with us to take a look at the agricultural futures markets, Kurt Kimmel out of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, lots of bad things happening today. Have to pay your taxes if you haven't yet. And the marketplace really decided to turn lower. I guess the headline I kept reading was all China.
Well, that was part of the equation. I don't know if necessarily those numbers are that bearish. We believe probably the main concern is the European side of the equation, as far as Syria and Cyprus and a lot of unrest and uneasiness over in that part of the world. The main concern started last week with ideas that some of these countries could maybe possibly be in trouble again, and that maybe some of the world metal reserves would have to be liquidated to help shore up some accounts and keep them creditworthy of these other countries, help step in and not let the so-called domino effect come in. But investor confidence over the weekend went just about near zero. And, of course, anyone who's watching the markets or heard the markets here today saw that there was quite a bit of panic across all sectors in the commodity world.
Silver and gold were both down hard.
It's one of the biggest drops in history. Of course, we were at all-time historic highs here just not too long ago, so it does have room to follow suit. We'll see how much more selling pressure comes into the marketplace. We're seeing most of the time that these washouts last up to 3 days, and this would be day two of it, Todd.
So one more today, one more day tomorrow, maybe. Could be longer, I suppose. Then do we stop the bleeding in the commodities, or do they readjust?
Well, I think there's reason for a recovery somewhat, especially in the grain complex. Commodity fund liquidation, I have a feeling tomorrow's open interest will show a decline. Funds were sellers up to 10,000 contracts of corn, 6,000 wheat, 5,000 beans going into midday, but world fundamentals haven't changed a whole lot as of yet, especially old crop. Old crop's still relatively tight. It's just that we need to make sure that some of these end users stay in business to continue to buy some inventory. As far as new crop goes, ideas that next week could be a little warmer and drier. Probably what's more accurate than that forecast is the longer-term 30-day forecast. From the standpoint, there's hope that as we approach the end of the month, into May, especially the southeast will be a lot warmer, a lot drier than what they've been accustomed to seeing here. This afternoon's planting progress report, looking for anywhere for 4 to 6% of the corn being in the ground as a nation. It's a little slower than last year, but on the historic part, average-wise, we're not going to be that far behind, Todd.
I did make note China was in overnight, I think, or over the weekend, at least for a little soft red winter wheat.
I guess buy the rumor and sell the fact. Man, China, 480,000 tons. That's been well-rumored. There's idea. There's another million to 1.5 million metric tons of business to be had yet. So seeing China step up and be a world buyer of U.S. Soft red winter wheat's encouraging here, and it represents there is some demand underneath the market. We just need to make sure these end users or buyers regain some confidence here to step forward.
I know you like to watch the chart from time to time. Besides those big gaps lower in the lead option corn charts, what do you see?
Well, on the corn side of the equation, a reverse of fortunes here. We were set up to go up and try to fill those gaps we left after the stocks report kind of reversed down. We're back to the midway support levels on the lead option contract here, so we need to technically wise, find some support here just under today's lows. However, on the December futures contract, we had an outside down day, failed to get above and stay above this 550 area. So key support in the D's futures is going to be 525. Failure to hold that would suggest a quick drop to $5.
Anything for the livestock producer today?
Well, cheaper grain values, but on the other hand, just no real demand surfacing to support overall flat prices for beef and pork on the board. Cash hogs were firmer, and ideas could firm up in through here. But just like all the other commodities, the livestock sector was hit with commodity fund selling throughout the day. We look for a turnaround in the meat sector first tomorrow to sort of lead the whole agricultural complex higher.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, because usually if the grains are down hard, at least in recent times, the livestock might look a little better, but not
margin, today. Margin call guy didn't. He doesn't care. He said, we got to get out of something here to meet margin. it was hit clear across the board.
All right. You have a good afternoon. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Take care, Todd.
Thanks. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon. You can always hear him again on our website at willag.org.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Well, as we get started with the growing season, a couple of places that I'd like you to visit. Well, we've got this little stall, our rainfall, and you've been hopping around the internet maybe. WillAg.org is one of them. Another one is the Farm Doc Daily website. That's farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. You can find all kinds of information from the Ag Economist. And the Crop Scientist have a website as well. That one's called The Bulletin. It's easiest probably just to search Google for The Bulletin, Illinois. Should be one of the first items that comes up. Now here's Dave with today's agricultural news.